in the old country, in his father's 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 house. A good boy does what he's told, polite, obedient, the kid is gold. Does everything that a good boy should, except whenever he heard music play, he could never look away. Even when his father said, "Let's go!" while the music played, the boy would stay. If the village band sounded or the cantor sang, this boy didn't, wouldn't, couldn't obey. He heard a voice inside him say, "Music, music, 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 music." Music is like food to me. So what am I going to do? Not eat, I've got to go where the music is, whatever the consequence may be. Now, this boy's parents had hopes for their son. They didn't have much, just a rundown home. But Dad had arranged an excellent match to the daughter of a man with lots of cash. This fortunate marriage was going to be ticket out of poverty. Such luck! An arrangement to a rich man's daughter. But before the wedding day, before he got her, he had to prove to the bride's stern father that he could behave like a decent man oughta. So the boy's parents made him swear he'd avoid musicians until after they were married. Although the boy felt sick, he vowed he would stay away from music for his family's good. No more music. One day, this boy in the old country was walking to shul like every day, when, for reasons no one could say, he decided to go a different way. He took a long and strange way round. He wandered through the edge of town. And on this unfamiliar ground, he heard a wonderful distant sound. Somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. Klezmer band is calling. His heart started racing, his feet soon following. His ears drew him nearer, nearer to a small rough shack. He thought of turning back, then he peeked through the door a crack. The sight that met his eyes then delighted and surprised him. A dozen raggedy children with instruments mesmerized him. Each younger than the last one, each daughter and every son of this pauper family was a fine musician. The eldest played an accordion full throttle. The youngest shook and rattled tiny pebbles on a bottle. One played a bass, another a trombone, a strange little flute, a battered sousaphone. The mother played a clarinet swaying near the wall. The father's flying hands conducted them all.
Ein, zwei, ich seh, drei, vier.
He lifted an odd round fiddle up towards his cheek, set bow to string, and made the thing sweetly start to speak. Such music! Suddenly, the youngest kid saw the boy peeping in. The father said, "Come, take your place. Come, join the joyous din." Our boy knew for certain that he should turn and go. He'd given his word, and if his father-in-law heard, then yes would turn to no. He thought of every reason that he should turn away, but in that golden moment, he heard his own voice say, like air to me. So what am I going to do? Not breathe. I've got to go where the music is, whatever the consequence may be. One day this boy in the old country would leave his father's house. He'd wave goodbye, I'm off to shul. Then quickly he'd set out to take that long and strange way round, hurry through the edge of town, and on that poor forbidden ground, join the joyous sound. In him, a klezmer band is calling. His heart starts its racing, his feet soon following. His ears draw him nearer, nearer to that small rough shack. He thought of turning back, then he stepped to the door like that. I'm sure you can imagine where the story goes. The village tattler rats him out. Soon everybody knows that our boy spends all his time amongst rough musicians, confirming all his father-in-law future worst suspicions. The father-in-law-to-be disgustedly breaks off the match. The boy's family future fortune vanishes like that.
The boy's broken father won't look him in the eye. He says, my son, you promised me. How could you have lied? I hope that it was worth it to fool around and sing. In doing what you chose to do, you've destroyed everything.
Although the boy is heartsick, there's nothing he can say. He wants to find the words, but he just turns and looks away. Over rows of houses and through the edge of town, his body poised as if he heard a certain distant sound. Music, music, music,
music,
music.
Music is like life to me. So what am I going to do? Not be. I've got to go where the music is, whatever the consequence may be.
Music is like life to me. So what am I going to do? Not breathe. I've got to go where the music is, whatever the consequence may be.